soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Blessings. The government of silence. This came in a meditation probably 2 weeks ago. The government of silence. Everything that I am, everything that I have, everything that I think I know, everything that is in my consciousness, must come under the government of silence. There must come this experience of I in the midst of thee. I in the midst of thee am the living presence of God. But this I can be experienced only in the silence. To bring yourself under the government of silence is the goal. We have thought for so long, believed for so long, that we were separate bodies, separate little bodies walking around on a hostile planet in competition with 6 billion other bodies. We have believed that we had to walk out into this world and somehow provide for ourselves. We have been taught and we have accepted the belief that if we cannot provide for ourselves, then we must turn to another external power, such as the government or governmental assistance. Or perhaps closer to home, we have been taught that if we cannot provide for ourselves, we must turn to our spouses or our relatives or our parents or grandparents. Yet all the time, the plan has been made, has been put in place, and is in place now, to bring this very life under the government of silence. We read, "And the government shall be upon his shoulders." And we wait. We wait for some external being to take our life and put it upon his shoulders. No such being exists. No such God exists. If we are ever to find God, to have an experience of God, we must look for I in the midst of us. There is a presence, very real, very close. Closer than your own breathing. And much, much closer than thoughts in the mind. And this presence must be an actual experience. I in the midst of me must be felt, communed with, heard speaking. It must be witnessed moving things around. It must be observed governing this life. All of these things are experiences. And the point of contact, that place where this presence can be felt, is in the center of your own being, in the midst of silence. It is the human mind that keeps you from entering the silence and feeling this inner presence. All the time chattering, chattering, chattering. The human mind is filled with beliefs. There are world beliefs. There are national beliefs. My country. There are family beliefs passed down from generation to generation. And there are individual beliefs. Not one of these beliefs is alive. All of them, all of these beliefs are dead. There is no Spirit of God. That invisible presence is not in a belief. I, in the midst of thee, that presence is in the silence. And so, you will not find I in the midst of a belief. So stop looking there. Stop trying to believe in me. Stop trying to have faith in some God that ye know not of. I, in the midst of thee, am not in a belief. Therefore, you are not any of these beliefs, nor do they belong to you. I am in the midst of thee. My eternal invisible presence is in the midst of thee. I am not in the midst of any thought. You may read about my presence. You may discuss my presence. You may write about my presence. You may think about my presence. You may contemplate about my presence. But I am not in the midst of any of that. I am only in the midst of the silence. And so any thought that you have, any thought that's been given to you by someone else, any thought that you've picked up out of a book or off of a tape, any thought you have is absolutely nothing. Because I am not in the midst of a thought. Therefore, there is no life in a thought. The human mind is filled with dead thoughts. In fact, the human mind is the walking dead. The human mind and all of its thoughts and all of its beliefs, this is what was meant and is meant by the term world mind. There is no life in it, and I am not there. And so if you are using the human mind to find me, well, you are looking amiss. I, in the midst of thee, am not there. I am not in that tomb where you think you have me buried. I am not there where you think you understand. I am not there where you think you believe. No, I have risen. I am not in that tomb. I am in the silence. If you would know by experience, I, the infinite presence in the midst of you, then you must begin to see I am only in the silence. If it hasn't occurred to you before, realize now, I, in the midst of thee, am only in the silence. And if I am in the midst of the silence, and I am in the midst of thee, then thou art that silence. You are the silence in the midst of which I dwell. Your original state, your original being, is the silence. Here, in the silence of you, in the silence that is you, here is where I dwell. Here is where you will know me. Here is where you will feel me. Here is where you will witness and behold me. I, in the midst of thee, thee, the silence. The government of silence means lay down every single one of your beliefs that you have ever had. The government of silence means put aside every single thought about God that you have ever had. The government of silence means step back into your original self. Silence. And in this silence, remain still and watching. Remain still and listening. You do not have to reach out anywhere, because I am in the midst of your silence. You are this silence, and I am in the midst of you. And you experience my presence as you rest in your original state. Suddenly I am in the midst of you, realized. Suddenly I am felt. I am sensed. Suddenly you are communing with this invisible presence. And it assures you, I have living water to give you, which will spring up into life everlasting. I have this hidden manna, hidden from all beliefs, hidden from all thoughts, but revealed to you here in the silence. It is not necessary to know a great deal of truth with the mind. I am not in that much knowing. Here in the stillness, in the silence of your being, in the silence that is you, I reveal myself without your even asking. I, in the midst of your silence, will give you my kingdom, my presence, as a living reality, as something you feel, sense, and dwell in, and it dwells in you. And we are one. Yes, I have come to give you life, and life more abundantly. And this life you receive here in the silence. And you receive this life as a feeling, as you experience I in the midst of thee. No thoughts, no beliefs, no struggling to become or struggling to know. No trying to remember. No trying to string words together to say a certain truth. No affirming, no denying, not even any contemplation. The mind should be now used for one thing only. One thing. Not knowing the truth, not remembering, not believing, not even practicing. The mind should be used now for one thing. And that one thing is to be still enough to be aware of I in the midst of your silence. And that is all. And resting in that awareness. For be assured, when you feel my presence in your silence, in that inner communing with me by feeling me, then the government of you and all of your affairs has come under the government of silence. You have no idea how I will manifest. You have no idea whatsoever how this government, this presence will appear as your world, as your body, as your companionship. You have no idea, because there's no life in an idea, or a thought, or a belief. All life, eternal life, is an I in the midst of thee. Your only part is feeling I in thy midst. That is all. Nothing to know, nothing to do. Not even anything to practice. Simply letting go all beliefs, all thoughts, entering in to your inner chamber, your inner self, which is the silence. And there I appear in the midst of thee. This is the meaning of suddenly Christ appeared in the upper chamber in their midst. This must be an experience. Suddenly I appear in your upper chamber in the midst of your silence. As this experience comes again and again to you, soon you will know that I am He, that I am He that should come. And you will know by the results. Number one, your turning within and making that contact with I in the midst of thee will become more and more frequent. Number two, my presence will begin governing your existence within and without. Harmony will be revealed in a way you will never know. Yet I will appear in the midst of thy within and in the midst of thy without. This will make it unnecessary to read books in order to learn what to do. This will make it unnecessary to listen to talks in order to find some direction. Yes, you may read books because you enjoy tabernacling with others that have found me. You may enjoy listening to talks because you can hear others that have found me. But this will no longer be where you receive your spiritual food. From now on, your spiritual food will be received from within your silence. And as you turn inward more and more and get the actual feeling of I in the midst of thy being, thy silence, well, you will be transformed by the renewing of your inner temple. And I, in the midst of thee, the Comforter, of which your brother Jesus spoke, I will teach you all things. I will take you the rest of the way. Your job is to increasingly become an avenue of awareness, aware of I in the midst of thy silence, and aware as I go out here or appear out here to be moving things around, rearranging, governing, revealing harmonious being. If you are not in the work that you are supposed to be in, I will transform your inner being, which will appear out here as the harmonious work that you are to do. You do not know what that is, because knowing is of the mind, and the human mind is dead. But I in the midst of your silence, I have omniscience. I know what you need before you do. And it is always harmonious and fulfilling. You do not know if you need a companion or companionship or many companions. You have no way of knowing. But I, in the midst of thee, I know these things. If that is your need, I will fulfill it in a way that seems miraculous, in a way that you could not possibly have planned. I will first transform you within, and then appear outwardly as your need fulfilled, as the person or persons that are just exactly what you needed at this moment. I will show up without your taking thought. If you have need of supply, bring yourself in this way we have outlined under the government of silence, under the government of I in the midst of thy silence. And I will reveal you have no need of supply. You have had need only of an awareness, a feeling of me within. And having that, you have all, because all that I have is thine. And when you have I in the midst of thee, I will transform you first within, and then appear out here as harmony of life, abundance of being, an infinity of love. There must come a time when all who seek grow weary of seeking out here. There must come a time when all they that are hungry and hunger after righteousness begin to see that beliefs do not feed. They are the empty husks. There must come a time when all that are thirsty for that living water come to know that nothing, no thought, no group of thoughts, no statements in the mind can quench that thirst. And so, if you are hungry, if you are thirsty, if you must have the God experience, put down your beliefs, every one of them. Put down your thoughts, every one of them. Put down your statements of truth, every one of them. Stand naked before the throne of God, clear of any and all human mind. And here, in the silence, which is your real being, you will discover, I am. I am in the midst of thee. I really am. Feeling my presence, feeling the relief and the release and the joy. This is how you come under the government of silence. I in the midst of thee, I come as a thief in the night. And yet when I come, and in that moment of conscious awareness, you can feel me. You can know me. You can sense my presence in the midst of thee. I in the midst of thee will never, ever be somewhere else. 5 minutes from now, I will be in the midst of thee, of thy real being, which is silence itself. 10 years from now, I will be in the midst of thee. 100 years from now, I will be in the midst of thee. When you are ready to leave this plane of existence, I will be in the midst of thee. When you cross over to the other side, I will be in the midst of thee. 1,000 years from now, I will be in the midst of thee. I dwell in your silence. This is the clear, cool well of contentment which has been spoken of, to which you can come again and again. I shall always be right here in the midst of thee. Stop fooling around the edges. Stop playing with toys. Come in here to your silence and commune with me. Feel me. It is I that will make all things new. But only when you feel me like this. I will love you. I will uphold you. I will heal you. I will teach you. I will guide you. I will follow you. I will lead you. I will dwell with you, and you shall be my people, and I shall be your God. In the beginning, all things were made by me. This very I in the midst of you. All things were made by me. I made you. I made you what you are. And you are silence. And I am one with thee. You are my home. You are my abiding place. Now be still enough to feel me, so that I may be your home and I may be your abiding place, so that you may abide in me and I may abide in you for eternity. Consciously. If you listen to any man or woman, and they do not direct you back here to me, then they teach amiss. If they direct you back here within your being to the silence, so that you may know me, experience me, and feel I in the midst of thee, then know that they are speaking truthfully. But more than that, take and do what they say. If you abide in me, and I abide in you, you shall never die. Here is the secret that you sought, the secret to eternal life. All that you have to do, all that you need to do before you leave here, is gain the conscious awareness of I in the midst of thee, at the center of your being, in the silence that you are. Gain the consciousness, the awareness, the experience, the feeling, the sensing of me, and you have found eternal life. After that, you can never die. Oh, you may wonder why you may never die. And that is not something that can be told. That is something that is an experience. So when you come within, you let go of the thoughts, let go of the beliefs, let go of the statements, everything you thought you knew. When you find you, silence, your true being, when you feel me in the midst of you, and we stand there together as one, you will know your eternal life, and you will know why, from then on, you will never die. But this is an experience which must come to you. This is how you come under the government of silence. This is why I spoke these words. The government of silence. I could have just as well have said the government of Sabbath. But I said silence, because silence is what you are. And so you see, I have given you dominion, just like I promised. Because the government of silence is the dominion of yourself. When at one consciously with I in the midst of thee. Everyone hearing this message today, make this your practice. There's no one to tell about it, nor anyone or any need to discuss it. If you would come into the inheritance of all of my promises, then you must come under the government of silence. You must have the actual feeling of I in the midst of your being. This is the way. This is the infinite way. This is my way. I am the way. If you would give me a gift this Christmas, and by me I mean I in the midst of you, the real Christ, if you would bring a gift to me, bring me the gift of your silence, and I will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. I will bless you with the infinity of Christ. And as I prayed in the garden, so do I pray now, that I may dwell in you, that you may dwell in me, that I may dwell in the Father, and the Father may dwell in thee, that we may be made one. Heavenly Father, so be it.